dial in toll free. 855-453, SACL-CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features there for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. You can enjoy freetalklive.com on the house, and you can actually control the content of the website over at freetalklive.com. You sign up, you submit things to it if you would like, and that you would submit maybe like a YouTube video or a news article or blog post, and then other listeners will get to vote on what you've submitted, the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Nemi is here with me this evening. Good evening to you.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Just super. Now, you mentioned something right at the, I guess, the top of freetalklive.com tonight.
Yeah, there's somebody has submitted a story on freetalklive.com, and it has been voted up, and it's from Wired. Let me get to my article here.
That's usually a pretty good source.
Yeah. Judge orders defendant to decrypt laptop.
Oh, boy.
A judge on Monday ordered a Colorado woman to decrypt her laptop computer so prosecutors can use the files against her in a criminal case.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What about the Fifth Amendment? I mean, didn't they say that you're not supposed to be forced to testify against yourself?
The defendant, accused of bank fraud, had unsuccessfully argued that being forced to do so violates the Fifth Amendment. Fifth Amendment protection against compelled self-incrimination. The judge said, I conclude that the Fifth Amendment is not implicated by requiring production of the unencrypted contents of the Toshiba Satellite M305
wow.
laptop computer. The authorities had seized the laptop from the defense.
It says right here, Nemi, just to interrupt, that you shall not be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against yourself. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically
yeah.
what it says here.
And I know this is a concern for some folks who have who do videotaping with their cell phones as well, in terms of I keep my cell phone locked, so if it
Me
falls
too.
Into hands that are not mine, the information
right,
therein
rather,
remains intact.
I'd rather not have the police department snooping through my emails if I can at all avoid that.
Right.
Not to say that they couldn't if they wanted to get a warrant or whatever. If they sent a letter, I'm sure they probably wouldn't even have to have a warrant. They just send a letter to the internet service provider or the mail email provider. They probably would be able to get in. But just to make it a little more difficult for them, to where they can't just arrest me on some nonsense charge.
Right,
and
right.
have access to my phone.
Exactly. And it says, full disk encryption is an option built into the latest flavors of Windows, Mac OS, and Linux, and well-designed encryption protocols used with a long passphrase can take decades to break, even with massive computing power.
Mm-hmm.
Government had argued that there was no Fifth Amendment breach and that it might, quote, require significant resources and may harm the subject computer if the authorities tried to crack the encryption. The U.S. Attorney, Patricia Davies,
it's too much work. We need you to just tell us.
You just need to give it to us. If Judge Blackburn did not rule against the woman, it would amount to a concession to her and potential criminals, be it in child exploitation, national security, terrorism, financial crimes, or drug trafficking cases, that encrypting all inculpatory digital evidence would serve to defeat the efforts of law enforcement officers to obtain such evidence through judicially authorized search warrants and thus make their prosecution impossible. Isn't that the point?
Hmm. Well, this isn't all about your rights. It's clearly about getting people and putting them in cages. I mean, we can't possibly have anything in the way of putting people in cages.
Hey, you know, people from... I think this is disgusting.
It's horrifying.
The article...
And, by the way, it doesn't say this, or I haven't heard it yet, but you might want to ask yourself the question, what would happen to this lady if she said no?
Yeah, it doesn't say...
Contempt of court, you're going to jail for an indefinite period of time.
So the judge ordered the defendant to surrender an unencrypted hard drive by February 21st. The judge added that the government is precluded from using the act of production of the unencrypted hard drive against her in any prosecution. So the act of production can't be held against her, but it sounds like the contents of the search can be used.
Do we have any idea what it was they're investigating?
They are... said it earlier in the case, it's fraud.
Okay. So your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So they didn't force her to input the password right there on the spot. They're telling her she needs to show up later?
She needs to provide a copy of the unencrypted hard drive by February 21st. Now, the article also mentions a child pornography case in Vermont, with a federal judge ordering the defendant to decrypt the hard drive. While that case never reached the Supreme Court, it differed from this matter because the U.S. border agents already knew there was child porn on the computer. And in this particular case, they're not sure if the evidence they're looking for is there. They just think it is. A jailhouse recording of the defendant said there was plenty of evidence on the laptop that may contain the information that the authorities are seeking. That blows my mind, really. That something, you can't even be private in your personal affairs and your papers.
Not anymore. Not in the new America. And I can't say I'm that surprised myself. I've become so jaded to all of this, to these court rulings that just one after another just whittle away at people's freedom.
It makes me wonder what would happen if someone showed up, if she produced a hard drive with something else than what is actually on the hard drive.
This is why the one part about the story that is confusing to me, because how are they going to know?
Right.
I mean, if she just walks in with a hard drive with whatever on it, how are they going to know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing something.
Maybe she does need to sit down and actually put in the password on the actual hard drive they have and compare the two.
Just giving her time to think about it or something?
Right. They give me time to think about my parking tickets.
That's true. And you've got quite a few of those racking.
No, I have three.
Just three?
Just three.
And you're going to court on every single one of them?
Yes, I am. This is what I do. Go to court on parking tickets.
And have you been to court before on a parking ticket?
I've been to court before on speeding tickets, mm-hmm. but not on parking tickets. This will be a first.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that, I guess, as time gets closer. Now, I was given a link to TrueCrypt from one of my producers here online, Syphase, and he says that this is what plausible deniability is about. There's a software out there called TrueCrypt that will allow you to not only encrypt, I believe, an entire disk, but also create encrypted packages and that
right.
sort of thing. And they have a feature that allows for what they call hidden volumes and hidden operating systems. And until decrypted, a TrueCrypt partition or device appears to consist of nothing more than random data. Therefore, it should be impossible to prove that a partition or a device is a TrueCrypt volume in the first place, or that it has been encrypted. So, I wonder, I guess this guy wasn't using TrueCrypt? I don't know.
I guess not.
I'm not enough of a cryptography expert to really know enough about, you know, what is, how is it that they determine if something is encrypted? Did he encrypt his whole disk? And then is it like when you turn the computer on, does a password option come up and say, you need to unencrypt your computer now? Like, is it real obvious that
yes.
this guy's computer, or this lady, excuse me, that her computer is encrypted?
Yes.
That must be the case.
Yes. Yes.
So it's saying here that a possible explanation for the existence of a partition or device containing solely random data is that you have wiped or securely erased the content of the partition device using one of the tools that erase data by overwriting it with random data. So let me explain that a little further. We can't just gloss over technical terms. When you erase things, if you are on your computer, and it doesn't matter, I'm pretty sure this applies to Macs and Windows or Linux.
Mm.
If you click the delete button on a file and it disappears, it's not really gone.
No,
it's
not really
there.
Gone.
It's still there. Basically, what happened was, when you click the delete button, you confirm that you deleted the file, your operating system essentially marks it. It marks it as deleted, so it doesn't count that file anymore when it looks at your hard drive. And eventually, as you download more things to your computer, as your computer is used more and the hard drive is used more, eventually the hard drive is going to get around to writing over okay. that part of the disk. But until it does, that file's still there. You can use a service like an undelete program to just bring it right back. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, A Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And bring up whatever you want. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Listening options are included. And I was up burning the midnight oil last night, working on some of those options, as a matter of fact. because, like I said yesterday, we were talking with TuneIn.com, and as you know, if you've been to the mobile site at m.freetalklive.com, we feature the TuneIn application to give you an option for every single phone brand out there. So whether it's Android, iPhone,
iTunes is really easy to use too. I had
iTunes?
It on my.
What is that?
The radio program you were just
TuneIn.
Thank you.
There's iTunes and
nope,
there's TuneIn.
I misspoke.
iTunes is.
I did have. I would agree. I had TuneIn on my BlackBerry, and now I have it on my Android, and it works great.
Easy, and it's free.
Yep.
And you can tune into Free Talk Live's live streams that way, and also LRN.FM. So I've been in talks with them, and we're probably going to do some sort of an agreement. Even if we don't, it was time to go ahead and expand the streaming options. It's something that I did over at LRN.FM several months back, was add a different stream that's being hosted on a different server. Sometimes, it's pretty rare, but sometimes the server goes down. You know, there's something that goes wrong. Things break in the mechanical world. And so when that happens, it's nice to have another option. And so basically the way it's set up now is if you're listening to the broadband stream at freetalklive.com, listen, go to listen.freetalklive.com. If you listen to the broadband stream, you're on a different server than you would be if you'd be listening to the mid-grade or low bandwidth streams. So if one of them's not working, you can now select the other one and try that and see if that one works. It's very,
awesome.
Very unlikely that both servers are going to be down at the same time. So at this point, the only way that you will not be able to listen is if somehow we're out here at the studio, the LRN.FM studio, which is also very unlikely because we have dual internet connections here. So again, very unlikely that anything that we're ever going to be completely offline as far as audio is concerned.
That's good.
So we're a little more robust now. There's still, like, the best way to take us down would be a total power failure. We've got battery backup and even a generator here. But as I found out during the last power failure, my power situation is better, apparently, than the routing switch that the cable modem company has.
Doesn't it figure?
Because I was still online. The LRN.FM studio was still cranking out audio. But unfortunately, the internet connections were not reliable. Let's just say that. I figured if I had two internet connections, at least one of them would stay hot. But
nope.
And after a little while, they both went down. So I tried, Nemi. I tried.
You know, it happens. Maybe we just need to go to satellite instead of cable.
No, I don't think so. At least from what I can tell, satellite. From what I can tell, satellite is just not ready for prime time
I'd agree.
As far as latency and things like that.
I worked for one of the first ISPs here in town, and I was just remarking to a friend of mine who worked with me there the other day that technology just in the last 10, 15 years has been absolutely amazing. And you know, GPS and all of the technology that you can have in your hand. And it just strikes me as funny that we can't keep a radio station up. Even with all the duplicitousness mm-hmm. that you built.
Duplicitous? I don't know if that's the right word.
Is that the
duplicity? To be duplicitous is to basically deceive someone, to act as though you are not someone you're not.
Duplicate is the word that I was looking for. I love grammar hour, usage hour, diction hour. Let's have it. Let's do it.
So we've been kind of on a tech kick here, and we can continue that here in a moment. Speaking of tech, though, audiblepodcast.com/FTL, great resource to get yourself a free audiobook and get into the world of audiobooks. If you've never had an audiobook before, then you don't know how really useful they are, because you can take them wherever you want to go. And it's a lot more convenient in a lot of ways than having a book.
They're great in my car.
Yeah, exactly. It's really hard to read when you're driving,
yes.
But it's I wouldn't recommend that. But listening to a book is a great idea, especially with the dismal state of national radio today just being awful in general.
It is pretty terrible.
So, you know, go get yourself a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You get a free gold membership and your first download's free. You don't have to deal with, you know, carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. A book can become part of your regular day, which is cool. And Audible is the leading provider of digital spoken audio information and entertainment. So whether you're looking for the latest release or something that's a classic, you'll probably find it at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. So we'll continue here, and the news that you started the show out tonight with, which is pretty disturbing, Nemi, is a lady has been forced by a man in a robe to reveal her password, or to unencrypt, I guess, her disk.
To decrypt her laptop so prosecutors can use the files against her in a criminal case.
Yeah. Right. Seems like a clear case of violation of the Fifth Amendment. In fact, she argued that, and doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because the Constitution doesn't matter.
I mean, even in Derek's court case last week, we mentioned this, and I was glad that you said it right before we went to a break. And he made a motion, Derek J. made a motion that the Constitution matter in the proceeding, and the motion was denied.
Denied.
So the Constitution doesn't matter.
It's awful, and it's just so in your face. And do people know this? They must not know.
No.
Either they must not know, or they just don't care, or they know, and they know there's nothing they can do about it. Like, one of those three options, we're all just screwed.
I think when I'll reference back to your case in Concord with the meter maid who admitted she had never read the New Hampshire Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I get into constitutional debates with people occasionally. It's not like something I go out and rabidly do. But one of the most frustrating things I have is arguments with folks who are like, oh, sure, let's drug test the welfare recipients. I'm like, don't you understand that's a violation? It's unconstitutional. They're like, I don't care. Wait a minute. Because if you don't care when we come for the welfare recipients, you know, maybe you won't care when we come for the property owners because you rent.
Yep.
Or the reporters.
Stick it to those rich people.
Because you like Fox News.
You know, speaking of reporters, you've got news about them. We'll get to that in a moment here. But let's go to your calls first and talk to Eric in the Ukraine. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Eric.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that when we were living in Ukraine, I've been there for the last 7 years. He's there for the last 11. We have been listening to you for a long time, a couple years. Mm-hmm. And we heard about the Free State Project through you. So we sold our place and flew to San Francisco last month, about 1 month ago today, and we're on our way. So we're from San Francisco all the way to
Driving from San Francisco?
Yeah, we bought an RV.
Wow. I want you to tell me more about it, if you don't mind. Stick with me, Eric. We'll bring you back in a moment. 855-450-FREE, another trek across the U.S.,
For the Free State Project.
Yeah, for what it sounds maybe a family. Saying we, so it could be a family, could be a couple. We'll learn more about Eric in a moment and his story. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And we call it Free Talk Live because you can bring up anything. You're free to call in and talk about what you want. And the show's live 7 nights per week. So if you've missed a moment, don't worry. You can just go and click and download as many as you'd like, going all the way back to late 2006, over at freetalklive.com. Now, we are talking, we're going to get back to Eric here. He's calling from San Francisco area on his journey that is quite a lengthy one, one that started in the Ukraine and is going to end in New Hampshire. And he apparently has joined the Free State Project, of which I am also a participant. And, Nemi, you are not, because, well, you've lived here your whole life.
That's right.
In New Hampshire, and so you are what one might call like a pre-stater. The Free State Project is a movement of thousands of liberty-oriented people who are all focusing their efforts in one place, their liberty-oriented activism, if you will, whether that be politics or civil disobedience or making, creating media. They're doing it all in one physical geographic location, and they're coming from, as you can see or hear, all around the world in order to do this. Because if you're anything like I was, you're frustrated by court decisions like this woman being forced to unencrypt her laptop and or various other insane, liberty-destroying court decisions and legislation and such. You're sick of it, and you're frustrated because it seems like no matter what you do and no matter how many people you talk to, and it doesn't matter that nothing changes, that it just keeps getting worse, that the change is bad. There's not the change we're looking for. And you kind of end up running up against this brick wall of the system, and eventually you can only slam your head up against that brick wall so many times before, you know, the blood's just dripping into your eyes and it gets really uncomfortable. So you decide that, screw this, I'm just going to put my head down and try not to, get into any situations and try to avoid a conflict with the state, which, you know, that works for a little while in general.
But until they come for you, too.
Right. Eventually, they got your number. Eventually, it's your turn again. And they're going to come around for a good screwing. And You know, maybe you'll lose your life. Maybe you'll lose your house. Maybe you'll lose your family. You're going to lose something. So when the state comes calling, you're going to lose
money.
Even if you end up winning in court, so-called, which is very rare, even if you do end up winning a case, you've still lost time and you've still lost money.
And energy.
Right. And the mental anguish and effort that you had to put into defending yourself. So you always lose when the state comes around. So the old head-in-the-sand approach isn't a very effective one if what you want is to see liberty in your lifetime. But what is effective is moving together with other like-minded people, and I would recommend you check out freestateproject.org to learn more about how you can do that. Again, go to freestateproject.org. In fact, if you would like to come visit in New Hampshire and meet people like Eric from the Ukraine and other folks, including many of the voices you hear calling and calling the show and behind the microphones, then I'd suggest you go to the Liberty Forum. It's coming up here in about a month's time. You go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and that will give you more information about this just awesome event in which there are hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all focusing their weekend in the same place. So people come from across New Hampshire. They all come to Nashua. They come from across the world to travel to be together, to see great keynote speakers and participate in panel discussions, but more importantly, to network and to meet new people and meet people that are maybe on the fence about the Free State Project and show them the wonderful community that, Nemi, you've really started to experience within the last half a year, I would say, to a large extent, but you kind of flirted with it a couple of years back.
Yeah.
And
I've been watching you guys for a while.
It's a great community full of wonderful people. And there are people that are willing to put it on the line. And if enough people are willing to do that, then I think we can see a difference made. So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and use discount code FTL2012 to get 10% off the already low prices. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Discount code FTL2012. Eric, are you planning on attending? You said you're about ready to, you're kicking off your move right now. You've come from the Ukraine, you moved to San Francisco temporarily, and now you've got an RV and you're going across the country with the destination being New Hampshire. Are you going to be here in time for the Liberty Forum next month?
Yeah, I think we'll be there in a couple of weeks.
Excellent.
I'm not in San Francisco right now. We started in San Francisco. Right now, we're in a tropical storm right before New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Goodness.
So what happened was, about 2 years ago, I started listening to Free Talk Live on the Internet while living in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in Europe most of the past 22 years, and like you were talking about a few minutes ago, is every time I came back to visit, I saw this police state progressing.
Mm.
And it was just crazy, you know, because it's pretty free in Europe compared to the police here.
Wow.
So my wife, I got married a few years ago to my Ukrainian wife. I'm from San Francisco. And she really enjoys your show.
I have to say I enjoy Ukrainian women. They're very, very lovely ladies.
Well, the Ukraine girls really knock me out and leave the West behind, as the Beatles said.
Very nice.
So anyway, we've been listening to you for a few years. We really like what you guys are all about. And so we sold our house just about 2 months ago and took a flight to San Francisco, bought an RV, went all the way down the coast to San Diego through Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, and now we're in Louisiana.
Wow.
And we're really excited about getting to New Hampshire and beginning a new life.
So is it just the two of you? Do you have a family with you? What's that?
Well, it's my wife, Yulia, and our baby, Sophia. She's 22 months old today.
Oh, fantastic.
That's exciting. So sight unseen, you're just going to show up in the Shire and make a new life for yourself. What is it that you're planning on doing for a living? Are you kind of like a telecommuter type?
Well, because of your show, one of the reasons I started for the last 2 years since listening to you guys, I couldn't advertise on Craigslist. So I was, my wife was working, and I was just started reading the news and listening to you guys. And you guys really opened my eyes, our eyes. And I started this website, revolutionnews.us. I just post all of the news, like, the most interesting news you post and all the other alternative news. and just to wake people up. And along the way here, I've been telling people all about this. Oh, where are you moving? Oh, we're moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
Nice.
What's that? I'm telling them what it's all about and everything. And they really like the concept. And not only that, it's that it's a beautiful place. Everybody tells us that wonderful people. And you have a new host on there. I'm not sure if it's the lady who's on today, but she said she's from Boston. And she moved there, and everybody's so cool and laid back. And I talked
what
to... What's that?
We have a host like that on this show?
Yeah, you have a host, a lady.
Probably Stephanie. She's from Massachusetts. I didn't know if she was from Boston, though. But, Stephanie.
I'm not sure if she was Boston, from Massachusetts. And she said, wow, the people are so amazing there. And that's what people have been telling me all the way, is like everybody there's so laid back compared to the West Coast where I'm from. And that's one of the... There's so many reasons. We went through this Free States Project, like 101 reasons. Mm-hmm. And the top ones we moved for is first the Free State Project. We signed up about a year ago. We were like number 9,800 or something. And then we looked through those reasons, and no income tax, no sales tax, right?
That's
right.
Two big ones.
We actually have an income tax constitutional amendment that just came out of the House favorably, and so we're hoping to see that on the ballot for voters at the in November of this year.
Does the Senate have to pass
Great.
It too?
Senate does
Great.
Have to pass it too. That's pending in the next couple of weeks, a vote on that.
So there's a possibility that the people in New Hampshire could be voting to prohibit an income tax forevermore, is what you're saying.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't happened yet, but if
and
it does.
And it's not like they won't make it up somewhere else, but.
Yeah, the property taxes. I wish they were.
Well, I hear that the break's coming up. I'll call you back when we get up towards D.C., all right?
Exciting.
Can't wait to meet you.
Yeah,
you have a safe trip.
Let us know if anything interesting happens on the road, and yeah, definitely get up here safely, and thanks for the call tonight. An amazing story all the way from the Ukraine, and you know, it's cold there too, so I guess the weather wasn't
That's
an issue.
Right.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Nanny.
And we invite you over to our website. If you'd like, you can help support Free Talk Live. All you have to do is go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll learn about how to get a free bumper sticker. In addition, there are many resources that you can download, like web graphics for perhaps banners for your website. High-res graphics, which you can use to make whatever you'd like, and also other stuff, including flyers and more. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to do that. That's promote.freetalklive.com. So, in other news here, we started out the show talking about cryptography and security and the fact that apparently you don't have a right to keep your private information private anymore. If the judge decides that he wants to see your laptop and it's encrypted, they'll force you to unencrypt it. And if you don't do what you're told, it'll be contempt of court. And then they'll hold you in jail forever.
For as long as they like, yeah.
Right. No, really, forever. They can hold someone in jail for contempt of court for an indefinite period of time. There is no limit. From what I understand, there is no limit on the power of contempt of court. Because contempt isn't a statutory legislation thing. It's not a statutory power or right or whatever you want to call it. I mean, none of them, they're not rights. But it wasn't created by the legislature, I guess is what I'm saying. The courts are not acting upon legislation. They're just doing it because they can.
Right.
Because courts for a long time have done contempt. Therefore, well, it's always happened this way, so therefore it will always happen into the future. And contempt is completely unchallengeable. You cannot appeal contempt. You cannot, and please, if you're a lawyer and you think I'm incorrect about this, let me know. But in my understanding, you can't appeal contempt. You're just in until you do as you're told. That's what Jim Johnson, one of the activists here in the Keene area, was sentenced to an indefinite detention because he refused to fill out a financial affidavit. There was a situation after one of his trials where he was told to pay a fine of a few hundred dollars, and he was refusing to pay that fine, as should be his right.
Mm-hmm.
He should be able to go to jail. In New Hampshire, you're supposed to be able to go to jail and pay a fine off $50 a day for sitting in jail. But this was the one time when I'd seen a judge refuse to allow that to happen and instead say, well, if you want to say you can't pay this, I'm going to demand that you fill out a financial affidavit. And he refused to do that. Again, Fifth Amendment, right to be free from self-incrimination. Same situation.
Yeah.
And he refused to fill it out, figuring, well, I don't have to. I'd rather sit in jail at $50 a day. And basically, the man in the robe put him in jail at $0 a day until he decided to fill out the financial affidavit.
Wow.
He was in there for 3 weeks before he finally broke. I mean, his wife was on the outside, and yeah. She, you know, wanted him back. And it's not easy to be away from your partner, and especially if you rely on them for
income,
taking care of things.
Right.
And so, you know, finally they broke down. Some money was raised between them and some of the other activists around. And we ended up, you know, springing him out because that's what it was all about. It was all about money and obedience.
Yep.
That's all it's ever about, almost always, with the exception of the occasional, you know, case of an actual violent criminal being acted against by the system. For the most part, so-called criminal cases are just people who have been disobedient, like
yep.
our friend Derek J., who will be going to court soon for his various so-called crimes, which, of course, don't involve a victim.
That's
you
right.
are going to court, Nemi, for parking tickets and other various things that
yes.
don't involve a victim.
That's
so it's
right.
all about obedience and money. If you pay them, then it all goes away. Or if you continue to disobey, then they might just put you in a jail cell forever.
I'm interested to see, first of all, I don't know how contempt works on the federal level. I know in New Hampshire there is a limitation to, and I believe it's constitutionally restricted, that there's some oversight for a contempt sentence that's longer than 6 months.
I've heard this, and I haven't verified it myself.
Right.
I just heard that.
Right.
It is curious that the judges always sentence to less than 6 months. When they sentence someone to
right.
contempt. However, that doesn't mean that it can't be approved. Like, if they sentence you to 5 years on contempt, there's no reason why the panel of judges that reviews it won't say,
Oh, sure.
Judge Burke, let's see, I played golf with him last week. Sure,
right.
buddy, no problem. 5 years is A-okay.
That's right. Respect his authority.
Right. Odds are good. If it's overseen by anyone, it's another group of judges.
Yes.
Not that I know for sure. I don't know for sure.
Well, the judiciary, the oversight committee here in New Hampshire is made up of mostly either former judges or attorneys.
As it should, as it figures.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their club.
It's a good old boys network.
Exactly. Right.
And you can't win.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Christian anarchist Gene is on the line in Tennessee, maybe? Gene, where are you right now?
Yeah, Tennessee.
Back in Tennessee.
I got two subjects. One is...
I saw your car on Facebook, by the way.
Did you? Good.
Cool. Yeah, somebody, when you were, I guess you were in South Carolina for the primary, for those that don't know, maybe you're a new listener, Gene has a Corvette and has paid like a few $1,000 to have it wrapped. You know that the fancy, nice, colorful advertising that you see perhaps on the side of a bus, like a city bus? Well, he's got that same wrapping technology.
Mm-hmm.
On his whole Corvette, and it's a really like hot looking orange kind of red and yellows sort of flamey looking paint scheme, and it's got Ron Paul Revolution on it and websites and information, and somebody snapped your picture while they were on the roads in Charleston or something like that and posted it on the Facebook. People started sharing it around. I think it went viral. I mean, people who didn't know who you were posting your, you know, they were posting your Corvette, which I thought was pretty cool. So,
well, I'd sure like to see that. Maybe you can put it on the BBS tonight.
I don't know if I can dig it up again. It's been several days since I saw it. And when things go away on Facebook, they get real hard to find again.
That's right.
But anyway, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, number one, Ron Paul signed the hood of my Corvette, so he did autograph my car. That's
congratulations.
Outstanding.
Nice.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was you were just now talking about the judges forcing you to decrypt anything that you encrypt. And
right.
I wanted to tell you about a program called TrueCrypt.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who wants to can just search for it online. It's a free program. It's called TrueCrypt. And you can encrypt anything you want in a volume, but it has a backdoor. So you can actually have two volumes encrypted in that volume. And one will be your standard password. So, you know, you would encrypt some fake data under a password, and that would be in one spot in that encrypted volume.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would have another totally different password for your real encrypted data, and there's absolutely no way for anybody to tell which data in that encrypted volume is which.
I'm glad you brought the conversation back to this, because I was just thinking during one of the breaks that, you know, what if this lady just said she forgot her password? Because I forget my password.
Oh, my God.
All
yeah.
the time. I forget the combination to the lock on my locker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so What happens?
Contempt of court.
And, interestingly enough, based on a tip out of chat, I found that the longest, the American record holder, quote unquote, for the longest time being held in civil contempt of court is 14 years.
Jeez.
A gentleman named H. Beatty Chadwick spent 14 years of his life in prison, Delaware County judge. Let's see. His continued incarceration had lost his coercive effect after 14 years and let him go in 2009. And it was divorce case.
Its coercive effect.
Yeah, 14 years, and he still didn't want to cough up the money. I blame him.
I think it lost its coercive effect long before the 14 years.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Chadwick maintains the money was lost in a business transaction, and therefore he could not surrender money he did not possess. So, yeah,
Sick. This
is crazy. 14
Sick.
Years.
It's not the only case, either. There are a lot of cases where people have just been held and held and held, and, you know, no one cares on the outside. There's, like, maybe there's, like, a mom or a wife or someone else, some real close loved one. They care. But for the most part, no one knows about these guys. Nobody is aware of their stories. And even if they are, what can you do about it?
Right.
What can you do? If a man in a robe puts your best friend or your lover in a cage for contempt, and it's one of those eternal sentences, what can you do about it?
Nothing. There's nothing to do about it because, I mean, as evidenced by what's gone on here in Keene, if you go and try to approach people to talk to them outside the courthouse, they'll ban you from the courthouse property,
right.
So you can't talk to them there. You really have no, if the sheriff's not returning your calls, you can't go onto the court property to talk to the sheriff.
Yep.
So are you just supposed to bang your head on the wall?
Apparently. Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And truecrypt.org is where people can go and pick up themselves up a copy of True Crypt if they would like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.